He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Javion Colwin, offensive lineman. Amari Knight, Tommy Brockermeyer. The Brockermeyers were overrated, vastly overrated. JoJo Earl, Christian Leary, Trayshawn Holden, receivers. That's six of them I can think of right there for Alabama. Wow. Anyways, Gator Dave with us. Gator's Breakdown is podcast. You can get it on all the platforms out there. Dave, what's the juice? What's the word on Florida right now in this environment?
Crazy, Bill. I just posted it on Twitter for everybody to see if they wanted to. But, you know, from eligibility to dismissals to NFL declarations to transfers, you got a list of 28 guys right now that played or were part of this roster this year that are no longer going to be on the team after this year. And some of them, of course, still bowl status to be determined, like your guys who have run out of eligibility, like Trading, Amari Burney, Dentrell Miller, you know, they can play in the bowl game as they prepare. But your declarations, like Jervon Dexter, he didn't say he wasn't going to play in the bowl game, but I doubt he does. And then, of course, Anthony Richardson declared yesterday as well for the NFL. And then a slew of transfers, Bill, and nobody really of significance when you look at it for Florida. And, you know, Donovan McMillan with the safety, I think people were maybe looking forward to, but there was some talk that he may move to linebacker, so may have something to do with him transferring away from Florida. And then you had the running back, Naquan Wright, Lorenzo Lingard. Wright was a starting running back this past season, Bill. When the season started, he was a starting running back, but eventually got passed over by Trevor Etienne and Montrose Johnson. So no surprise there that Wright and Lingard, you know, put their name in the portal. Trent Whittemore, another receiver, who I think a lot of fans expected some out of Bill, but once Florida got Ricky Pearsall, he was passed up. Justin Shorter declared for the draft as well. So, and those are the names, but no big-time contributors as far as entering the transfer portal, Bill. But, yeah, I mean, this roster is for Florida definitely going to look different next year. And, you know, with all these transfers going out, of course, Florida's got a recruiting class coming in, but I expect Florida to be hot and heavy, Bill, in the transfer portal as far as acquiring players as well.
You think this is a case where Billy Napier had some tough conversations with lots of these players?
Bill, that's exactly what I was told. were some, and that was about it, word for word, some tough conversations going on, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where, Bill, we know this Florida defense has been bad for quite some time now. And probably needs a complete overhaul on that side of the ball. So no surprise to see so many guys on that side of the ball put their name into the transfer portal. Look, maybe some come back. This is not a 100% that they're leaving. I expect them to happen. I think they're trying to make some room and rebuild this roster a bit. But yeah, Bill, there I think some come to Jesus moments and conversations happened in the last week or so.
Combination question here. Noel Kevin, Chicago, and Taylor in Georgia, and they basically are asking a similar question. Ask Dave, they're down at least two quarterbacks. Are they looking into the portal? And then Taylor asks, is there a quarterback in the portal they're trying to get?
Bill, I think everybody was surprised yesterday by Devin Leary. I think he's not only by Florida, but he'll be on the top of a lot of people's list. But I think, I think Florida will be going into the transfer portal for a quarterback here. And yeah, Bill, I mean, he's one you got to look at. I know Austin Reed, the Western Kentucky quarterback, I know people will scoff at Western Kentucky, but I mean,
he's from Jacksonville St. Aug, right?
That's a good question, Bill.
I think he is.
Yeah, if he is, I definitely missed that. You know, he'd been the local kid. But I think he went to West Florida. Won a championship there early in that career. That program was just starting, won a championship there, transferred to Western Kentucky. I think he was second in a lot of like total yard stats for passing this past year as well. So probably be a name to look out for. There was a report yesterday, Bill, that I don't think he'd be the lead guy, but I'm sure Florida's just doing their due diligence. That Florida's been in contact with Pitt transfer, Keaton Clovis, and a transfer from USC. So I don't think he'd be at the top of the list, but as I said, just doing their due diligence. So, yeah, I mean, you got to remember, too, they got Jack Miller to the transfer portal the last cycle. I think he'll be starting the bowl game for the Gators, Bill, but I don't think that he would be the guy that Florida just relies on or relying on true freshman Jane Rashad coming in at the same time. So, yeah, I do expect Florida. I expect some more names to transfer portal, Bill, too. I think, you know, Sam Hartman maybe from Wake Forest is one to look out for. I know the Drake May rumors from North Carolina kind of out there, too. We'll see what he does. But I think, Florida will do their due diligence and check out a whole lot of, I think, proven quarterbacks in the transfer portal and see if they can get one of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. There were rumors yesterday about Drake May, and obviously I didn't really believe them, but I hit Kevin Hagan up and I said, look, there's even a rumor about Alabama. And he said, there's no way. There's nothing going on there. But why are there Drake May rumors? I mean, he's stuffing the stat sheet. I don't know that statistically you can have a better year than he had. He's the player of the year in the league. Is this all about NIL, or is this just rumors that are baseless?
There you go, Bill. I think there is an NIL part of this. I think he could be raising that asking price at North Carolina. It may just stay. I know the family history there. Now, Bill, he did have a brother that played for the Florida baseball team for the national championship team.
I didn't know that. I knew his basketball brother. I did not know that.
Yeah, so he did have – there is a small connection there to Florida, but the rest of the family, of course, all North Carolina Tar Heels. It was a name I've kind of heard around the last couple of weeks. Of course, you know, Mac Brown came out before their game, before the ACC championship, and said, look, we have a player, and I'm assuming Drake May, where, you know, 15 schools have probably been in contact with him. I mean, he's about the only player on that roster, I think, that was going to garner that type of attention. But Bill, I agree with you. If you're in the system, if you're producing numbers, he's only got 1 year left. I think he redshirted, so he's only got 1 year left before he goes to the NFL. Do you take that jump and go to a new system and maybe take a hit to your draft stock if that new system is not a fit for you? Or, you know, in this new age of NIL, is that doesn't just really matter anymore? So, Bill, I'm like you. I know it's a rumor. Not a lot of concrete to it, but, it is picking up some steam, picking up some momentum, I think, that could be an option. I just pulled it up. You're all right. Yeah, Austin Reed is from St. Augustine, so completely missed the local kid there.
He went to Southern – this would be his fourth school. He went to Southern Illinois.
Yep.
Transferred to West Florida, then transferred to Western Kentucky, and now unnamed school next. I mean, that's his prerogative, and he threw for 1 million yards up there, and I guess he's going to be attractive. Now back to Drake May.
Yep.
You're bringing up a good point. If your name gets out there on Twitter, social media, and everybody's talking about it, it certainly can't hurt you, and you know, Dave, that his phone or his coach's high school, wherever his parents, you know that phone is going nuclear right now to get to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, look, I'm glad you said you talked to Kevin because, you know, I had heard Alabama's name.
I did too.
In that mix too. I had heard Florida, Georgia, Alabama. Maybe there. So, I mean, if he's not hearing much on the Alabama end, you know, I trust Kevin a whole lot. So maybe, you know, there's just more smoke to it than it's just smoke. But I got to believe at least there's some back channeling going on to see if he's even interested in maybe transferring. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe just teams that are just contacting to see if he's even interested. And he may not even be interested. But I do think in this new world we live in, Bill, and we saw it yesterday, I mean, over 1,000 names in the transfer portal, and of course there's not going to be home for all of these players. I just think, you know, teams are going to try each and every way to see if there's ways they can pull some big names out. If you need a proven quarterback in this new age, you can actually go get one right now. Like I said, I was almost floored, Bill, to see Devin Leary put his name into the portal yesterday. I did not expect that. There were some names I expected that we saw and those were in there. But there was even some players, you know, even Vanderbilt players there locally in Nashville that put their name in the portal. And I'm kind of just stunned.
Quarterback, running back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you thought, you I'm not saying there's a bad culture at Vanderbilt there, but they are trying to build something, and they had some momentum. And now it's like you see these smaller programs build some momentum. They got some good players, and can they keep that momentum going if all these players, as soon as they have a little bit of success, start testing the NIL waters?
Kirkland there in Georgia asked Dave where does he think their former running back, Anthony Richardson, ends up in the draft. Are you still hearing he's a first-round pick? Because he didn't play like it.
Bill, he did not play like it. You're completely right. I am still hearing first round, late first round, not probably top. I mean, I don't know, Bill. I mean, I saw a mock draft the other day, or it was some, maybe a power ranking that still had him the second quarterback behind C.J. Stroud. And I'm surprised by it. He did not play like it this year. And we all know what it is. We know it's not based on production. We know it's based on the potential. And that's a scary proposition. We didn't see that potential play out at Florida on a consistent basis. And he's not a consistent enough passer, Bill, to be successful in the NFL right now. So I think if you're an NFL team, you were looking at him sitting on the bench and learning. You better not be drafting him to be an instant impact quarterback. And I think we all know that is not the case. I still have my doubts, Bill, that he can be an NFL quarterback after what I saw this year. And look, I put a whole lot of expectations on him. I expected a whole lot more after the small window we got last year of seeing Anthony Richardson. And then starting the season with that win over Utah. And then the very next week, he had probably his worst game of his career versus Kentucky. And then we just got a whole lot of in between that throughout the rest of the season. So, Bill, if he is going first round, I can't see it being that high. I think, you know, that those teams drafting higher probably need somebody who can step in right away, not necessarily develop a quarterback. Maybe he can go somewhere and learn behind a veteran, and then maybe somebody can unlock something in him. But, Bill, right now, I don't see it.
I mean, think about it. If I'm a GM and my job is to get players – on an NFL roster and spend the owner's money doing it, there's no way I take him in the first round. No way. I'm not putting my name on that.
No, I'm not hitching my job to it. I can tell you that much.
Cater Dave is with us. I mean, if you're struggling, and the SEC is a hell of a league, but if you're struggling in that league, what are you going to do in that league when there's only 32 teams in the whole world?
Right, and look, the comparison that gets thrown out is Josh Allen and what he was able to do. Not crazy NFL or crazy college stats, but somebody was unable to unlock something in the NFL. Okay, great, but that's rare. And, there's a reason that's such a special story, is because that does not happen a whole lot. So, look, I know that there's GMs out there that don't want to also be the guy that maybe misses on him. But I just think it's a whole lot more risk of taking him and with some other quarterbacks in the draft as well.
Dave, tell everybody how they can get your shows, your content.
Yeah, Bill, everybody can get it at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown or watch the video version on YouTube. It's out there on your favorite podcast platform. Plenty of reactions on yesterday's show of Anthony Richardson hitting the draft, Jervon Dexter declaring as well, all the transfers for Florida at the same time. And Bill, we're kind of on commitment watch. Big-time quarterback commit for the 2024 class. DJ Lagway will be making his decision on Wednesday between probably Florida and USC. So one of the top five quarterbacks, basically top 20 player in the 24 class. If Billy Napier can win one over Lincoln Riley and USC and get a quarterback, Bill, then you can kind of start maybe erasing some of the quarterback questions there for Billy Napier, getting Jay Machada and DJ Lagway, and letting those guys battle it out in the coming years. It's a big, big commitment watch on Wednesday, Bill, for the Gators.
All right, man. See you next week.
See ya.
There's Gator Dave. Does a fantastic job.